This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Final hour of power coming up here on a Thursday edition of the Burgundy and Gold today. Linnell Willingham, Anthony Haney taking you up to 7 o'clock. Got more NBA basketball on tap later tonight, as Tuesday night was opening night in the association. We got a double overtime game between the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Houston Rockets, a potential, emphasis on potential, Western Conference Finals preview. That was the highlight of opening night. Luka Doncic with a near triple-double in his season-opening performance for the Lakers. But last night was really when you got the full menu of NBA games. There were 12 or 13 games on tap last night. All of them super-duper entertaining, including the season opener for your Washington Wizards. They were down in Milwaukee taking on Giannis and the Bucks, and it was really, anybody that got the chance to watch last night, it was, to me, a tale of two halves. Milwaukee led by as many as 22 points, and if you watch that first half, Washington was never really in the basketball game. What they were able to do in the second half, though, I thought was super-duper impressive. I don't know, and I tweeted this out on Twitter last night while watching the game in real time. I don't know who Brian Keefe cussed out. I don't know what veteran spoke up in the locker room. But the effort that you saw from the Wizards on the defensive end of the floor in half one compared to half two was night and day. And there's positives to take away from that, right? The fact that we saw that they are capable of doing it. They gave up 40 points in the opening quarter of this basketball game. They gave up 18 threes to Milwaukee. I think 11 of those came in the first half. So clearly there was some marginal improvement in the second half. But we all know that this team, talking about the Wizards, is not expected to win many games this year. I think Bleacher Report picked them to have the worst record in the NBA, and they projected that they were going to win 17 to 18 games this year. That is all fine and dandy. That could be a thing, right? You can lose 70 games during a season. You can lose 65 games during a season. What is totally unacceptable to me, what is a total non-negotiable for me, is a young team, the youngest team in the NBA, having their effort fluctuate. What last night was supposed to be about, this is the opening game of the season. I don't give a damn if you were playing the Harlem Globetrotters. I don't care that it was the Bucks. The opponent should not dictate your attitude and effort on both ends of the floor, night in and night out. And the effort that the Wizards gave defensively in that first half was downright embarrassing. Getting lost in transition. Guys aren't closing out on shooters with a purpose. it felt like a team that was more interested in looking cool than getting stops. I'm going to tell you how T.I. is. That is what the Wizards felt like last night. They felt like, during the first half at least, because I will get to the positive coming up here momentarily, but the Wizards last night in that first half looked like a group that was more interested in getting cool points than playing ball. And I think it started midway in that second quarter, where I thought they were a little bit better, and then they actually won the third quarter, outscoring Milwaukee 37-29. But I just, guys getting lost in transition defensively, it's a lack of communication, it's not talking, and it's something to me where I point at the head man on the bench. This is game number one, Brian Keefe. If you couldn't get your guys revved up for the season opener, if you couldn't instill that confidence, that belief in them, right, in the season opener, then when are you going to be able to do it? This is the night, last night, where everyone's got the most optimism across the association. In the opening game of the season, everyone feels like they've got a shot. And last night, watching the Wizards, they look like a group that didn't give a damn, in the first half at least. And I'm talking everybody that played had a lapse of some sort. Even Keyshawn George, who everyone is drooling over at the moment because he looks like the best young Wizard, he also had his moments last night where it's like, damn, I got to be better. But that's okay. This is a young basketball team. Effort is going to fluctuate. But I didn't expect to see this on opening night. I expect to see the effort fluctuate when it's the middle of November and the losing streak has happened and guys are already starting to say, damn, we're not going to be good, huh? That's when it's acceptable, if it ever is acceptable. And the way that I get down is never acceptable. And I told you what I would have did. BK doesn't do enough of, come here, come sit next to me. There's no way I'm going to watch a guy. Last night, Cam Whitmore, finesse lay, should have been and one layup, falls to the deck. His man scores in transition. Why? Because we don't talk. What the hell are C.J. McCollum and Chris Middleton out there for if they're not going to talk? And we'll get to C.J. McCollum, who last night was a team worst minus 19. Minus 19 last night was Chris Middleton. Was C.J. McCollum. Worst on the team. Couldn't hit the wide side of a barn. Didn't defend a soul. Yet ate up 29 minutes, while Cam Whitmore is only playing 19 minutes. Come on, man. I need everyone's effort to be better. Straight up.
And this is the kind of the play you just shouted out where we're not getting back in transition.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff you do in practice where you run 5-on-4, 4-on-3, 3-on-2. Like, you got to communicate. So the fact that we don't have that down – you know,
on night one.
On night one, it's a little concerning, Liddell.
It is alarming. Now, I will say this. In the second half, you saw it way less. Guys were rotating.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
properly. Here's my thing, Ant. This is why I go back to the cool factor. You know basketball as well as I'll give you your credit. I'm probably the only person in this building that can challenge your basketball acumen. You're well-traveled, well-versed on the high school scene, all that. You know ball. When we're in a situation like we just described and you don't get back defensively, where's the trust? That's how we start beefing. Because if I'm Kent Whitmore, I'm like, damn. If I fall on a layup, you're not going to cover my ass and get my man? There was one play, and you know it's the nastiest work of all time. The ball's getting swung around the perimeter. Keyshawn George is in the corner. CJ McCollum looked him off so bad to where if I'm Keyshawn, I'm like, hey, Slim, what's up, bro? We're a team. We're supposed to be playing together. That's the thing that frustrates me. But this is what I was filibustering there because I lost my train of thought in real time. This is why your basketball acumen is so important and why you can speak to this. Defensively, right? When you're late in rotation, there's a certain way it should look. It shouldn't be where I jog out to go contest the three. No, it's I'm hauling ass. I'm busting my ass to get to the spot. There was one play that sticks out in my mind, or two plays, rather, that are just the total opposite. And I hate that this one player was involved in this because this is his main damn problem. Trey Johnson was late on a rotation on the top of the key to the right wing. Trey Johnson sprinted his ass out there with his hand up. Dude made the shot. I can live with that because you gave the maximum effort. Alex saw it late in rotation and basically was just like, with his big sloppy goofy ass, casually getting out. I can't have that from him. I can't. Get this cool factor out of here. Y'all play for the Wizards, yo. You're the bid. You're the worst team. Everyone knows it. Don't make yourself look worse by not competing at a high level. That's my thing.
No, I definitely feel you on that. And I think even looking back at opening night where we seen, you know, the champs.
Yeah.
The OKC yep. Thunder, the way they get after, the fact that they have
Case of Wallace,
you know,
boy.
11 guys, come on, you know, man. Fighting for minutes. So guess what they're going to go out there and do? They're going to compete. And we sort of kind of have that same thing where we have this young cast of players that all want to go out there, play, right. Prove themselves. But guess what? You got to go out there and show us why you deserve these minutes. And if guys aren't out there putting forth the effort, then some of their minutes are going to be gone, man.
Yeah.
It got to be.
Straight up. So last night, the Wizards in total, everybody ended up playing. They cleared the bench at a certain point.
Yeah.
But in terms of guys that played 15 or more minutes, they played 10 guys, 9 guys. I know they played. Will Riley played sparingly and got some decent minutes. Justin Champagne got some decent minutes as well. By the way, I wanted to ask you about this. Justin Champagne played 6 minutes last night. Do you realize Will Riley got in the game before Justin Champagne? When you're talking about trying to establish a foundation, establishing a culture, Justin Champagne embodies everything that the Wizards should want to be about. Hustle, attitude, effort. Played 6 minutes last night. Giannis caught him in his nose, was leaking all over the place. Throwing stuff on the way to the locker room because he gives a damn. There is a want-to factor with him. If I'm Brian Keefe, I would have cussed Brian Keefe ass out. It's no way you're putting in, I don't give a damn about the youth. I'm a part of the youth movement, first of all. Justin Champagne's what, 26? 24 years old, bro? Like, he's a part of your core to me moving forward. He's one of your glue guys. I'm not saying you got to play him 20, 25 minutes a night, but Justin Champagne should be in your rotation, man. He brings a attitude, a level of give a damn that the other guys simply don't. And for certain guys to be playing over him, I'd have a problem with it if I was him.
Yeah, and I think that's in part to why the Wizards brought him back and extended him in March, just because they knew the kind of guy that they're getting.
Right.
He's a high character guy, but also the effort, the energy, the way he plays basketball is sort of kind of what they want to do. He's going to personify Wizards basketball. So I think it's a good point that, you know, he isn't, you know, getting the necessary minutes. But, I think it's going to come with time.
Yeah. And last night was a tough draw, right? Your first two are a tough draw. You had to go to Milwaukee, and then you're going to have to go to Dallas coming up on Friday night. And Lord knows they pissed off. They got spanked last night by Wemby and company. But, man, on Just to wrap up the convo on the Wiz, man, the effort wasn't there. Some good things that I saw, Trey Johnson shooting the cover off the damn ball, man. Finished with 16 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, had a steal, had a block, 4 turnovers. Don't like that. Led the team in that category. But what I love is he was ready to shoot when he got the basketball. The other thing that I want to monitor with him throughout the course of the season, how is he going to respond when teams begin to run him off of the three-point line? We saw his first bucket was actually an elbow jumper. But how is he going to react when teams begin to run him off of the three-point line? Is he going to have the confidence to put it on the deck and get into the mid-range? Is he going to be able to make plays out of that scenario, out of that situation? I think he will. That boy can shoot. Keyshawn George was the big bright spot to me, man. 7-15, 3-6 from 3, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 blocks, a steal, finished with 21 points to lead all scores, or was behind Chris Middleton as the leading scorer. His ability to get downhill, getting to the free throw line was awesome. He was 4-for-8 from the free throw line, so you obviously want him to clean that up. He could have dropped 25 in the season opener if he makes his damn free throws. But for Keyshawn George, like, he's got the physicality, the length to really impact the defensive end of the floor. I think there's a fearlessness that he plays with. And then offensively, it felt like he was the primary ball handler most of the time that he was in the game. I'm interested to see more of him in that role. He played a little bit of point guard at the University of Miami, so he's capable of doing it. Bub Carrington was another guy I do want to shout out. I know the numbers might not jump out at you. It was 11 points, 3-for-4 from downtown, though, but it's his offense that I don't even care about. His ball pressure and where he was picking guys up, the attitude and the desire to want to fight over the top of the screen, like, that's all the stuff I like. He even got a technical that I loved. He got to stop talking so much, though. He always is in a mix. He literally was pointing his fingers. I don't know if you saw this moment last night. It was literally like this in somebody's face. And I'm just like, damn, Bub. One thing I know about Bub, Bub's not going to go like that. So there's not a toughness issue with the Wizards. I think there's an effort issue. There's a give-a-damn issue with the Wizards. They're back in action coming up on Friday night in Dallas against the Mavericks. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll go around the NBA. Victor Wembanyama with a monster night. We had a historic debut from a Sixers rookie. All of that and more coming up on the other side. But first, let's get an update on the world of women's sports presented by Wawa. Gotta have Wawa.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.